I wanna tell you the natural fact. Every man don't understand the Bible like, but that's all now. I tell you that's all. But you better have Jesus. I tell you that's all. Well, denominations has no right to fight. They ought to just treat each other right. And that's all. I tell you that's all. But you better have Jesus. I tell you that's all. The primitive Baptists, they believe you can't get to heaven unless you wash your feet. But that's all now. I tell you that's all. But you better have Jesus. I tell you that's all. The only primitive that has any part is the one that's after washing with a pure heart. And that's all now. I tell you that's all. But you better have Jesus. I tell you that's all. Now the missionary Baptists, they believe, go under the water and not to wash his feet. And that's all. I tell you that's all. But you better have Jesus. I tell you that's all. Now the ME Methodists, they believe, sprinkle the head and not to wash the feet. And that's all. I tell you that's all. But you better have Jesus. I tell you that's all. Now the ME Methodists, they believe, sprinkle the head and not to wash the feet. And that's all. I tell you that's all. But you better have Jesus now. I tell you that's all. Now the African Methodists, they believe the same, cause the new denomination ain't a thing but a name. And that's all now. I tell you that's all. But you better have Jesus now. I tell you that's all. Now the holiness people, when they came in, they said, boys, we can make it by living above sin. But that's all. I tell you that's all. But you better have Jesus now. I tell you that's all. Now the church of God has it in the mind that they can get to heaven without the sacrament wine. But that's all now. I tell you that's all. But you better have Jesus now. I tell you that's all.
Right. Welcome to another edition of Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. I'm here with Chaz Justice.
Howdy, howdy.
And today's show is called The Sacred and the Profane.
The Sacred and the Profane, a musical journey exploring mankind's relationship with the divine. For those who gave their soul to the Lord, those who traded their soul to play the blues, and all those in between. The devil at the crossroads, St. Peter at the Golden Gate, headed for rock and roll salvation via the gospel train.
I hear you, brother. The first track we listened to, that was the great Washington Phillips, who only recorded 18 songs between 1927 and 29. That was Denomination Blues. That strange instrument that you're hearing him accompany himself with is sort of like a fretless zither. And he was from Texas, a traveling preacher, and also a great gospel singer. So let's not waste any time. Right now, we're going to get on the gospel train.
Choo-choo! My Lord, she blows. Whoa, whoa! Get on board. Better get your ticket now, my Lord, she blows. Whoa! Whoa! Gospel train is coming. You better get your business right. You better set your house in order, friends. You know the train gonna be heaven. Don't you hear the whistle? Hear the the bells a tolling. Don't you hear the engine exhausting din? You know the train gonna be here tonight. I love the Fuji and us, the pearly gates of heaven. Can't you imagine that you can hear this train go? She blows the clock, not so low. You know the train gonna be here tonight. Then she blows when you better set your house in order, friend. You know the train gonna be here.
Browns Ferry 4, recorded in October of 1947 in Nashville. Browns Ferry 4 were made up of the Delmore brothers with Merle Travis and Grandpa Jones. Beautiful little cut there. The name of that cut was Rock of Ages, Hide Thou Me. Before that, we heard The Gospel Train by the Golden Gate Quartet.
Oh, yeah.
They were formed in 1934 by four students attending the Booker T. Washington College in Norfolk, Virginia. They mixed kind of barbershop quartet singing with rhythm and jazzy bits and blues. And they certainly influenced a lot that came after them. So right now, we're going to get into the father of the Delta Blues, Charlie Patton. But before we hear him, we're going to hear an interview with Booker Miller, who is a contemporary of Patton's. He's a guitar player, traveled with Charlie. And we're going to get to that right now.
Did Charlie ever go to church?
Well, now, that's a good question. If he did, I didn't see him.
But he would sing secret
songs. You know why I wouldn't have seen him if he had?
Because you didn't.
I didn't go.
You never heard him talk about going to church?
No, I never did. I heard him say several times he was a preacher.
What he wanted to be, you mean?
He wanted to be a preacher and all that kind of thing. And every now and then he'd play a church song on his guitar, you know, like that.
Well, he recorded quite a few.
I do that myself.
He recorded a song called I Shall Not Be Moved.
That's right.
Hold of God's Unchanging Hand.
That's right.
Lord, I'm Discouraged.
And the last one he made was, it went like this, fare you well, if I never see you anymore. Fare you well, I'll meet you.
On the other shore.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I liked it to hear him play it. Man, when he go talking about preaching, I tell him, oh, hell, man, you know, God ain't gonna have nothing like us.
The Crown Devil. Call on the bell. Again. So I would sing a little song like this. Hear my hand, hear my hand, hear my hand. Yeah, the way you know, he's stopping when he's proud. Now, hear me call him, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lordy.
Right hand. in spirit, you can see him and hear him in this world every day. Satan is real, working with power. He can tempt you and lead you astray. I attended service at a little church in the country not long ago. A prayer was led by an old country preacher who then raised his hands as everyone stood and sang, "My God is real." A warm breeze through the open windows brought in the smell of new-mown hay in a nearby field, and the singing of birds could be heard in the moment of silence as the preacher opened his Bible to read. And then a little old man stood up, bent with age, his hair thin and white, and said, "Preacher, tell them that Satan is real too. You can hear him in songs that give praise to idols and sinful things of this world. You can see him in the destruction of homes torn apart. I know that Satan is real, for once I had a happy home. I was loved and respected by my family. I was looked upon as a leader in my community. And then Satan came into my life. I grew selfish and unneighborly. My friends turned against me. And finally, my home was broken apart. My children took their paths into a world of sin. Yes, preacher, it's sweet to know that God is real and to know that in him all things are possible. And we know that heaven is a real place where joy shall never end. But sinner friend, if you're here today, Satan is real too. And hell is a real place, a place of everlasting punishment. Satan is real, working in spirit. You can see him and hear him in this world every day. Satan is real, working with power. He can tempt you and lead
from the west. to a woman that I love, I stood up for my best friend. But you know, he done got lucky, and he done got her back again. You know I used to cut your kindling. You know I used to cut your kindling. Baby, then I made you some fire. Then I would toot all your water way, way, way from the boggy bar. Baby, she don't drink whiskey. My baby, she don't drink no whiskey. And I know she ain't crazy about wine. None want nothing but the devil. You don't change my baby's mind. You know I could be right. You know I could be right. Then again I could be wrong. But old devil, he done got my baby and he done gone.
Right, we're back. You're listening to Freetown Radio, public service brought to you from the University of Louisiana in Lafayette. We're broadcasting from the plush but not overly ostentatious Cypress Lake Studios, not too far from Freetown. We just heard that haunting piece was the great Skip James.
Give me the free song, bro.
Me too. What you got to say about Skip?
You got some interesting stuff about Skip. Skip's father was a converted bootlegger turned preacher, and he had a couple hits. Well, he had a hit, I'm So Glad, covered by Cream and Deep Purple, two big, huge rock bands. And when his initial recordings came out in the Depression, they didn't really sell because the Depression hit right after. And he became the choir director in his father's church, and he was also ordained as both a Baptist and a Methodist preacher.
That's some heavy stuff right there. Before that, we heard Satan is Real by the Living Brothers, Charlie and Ira. And before that, we heard Nick Cave with Red Right Hand. Yeah, you're right. He's a god. He's a man. He's a ghost. He's a guru. And of course, before that, we had that little interview with Booker Washington. He was a contemporary of Charlie Patton's. He was interviewed by Gail Dean Wardlow in Greenwood, Mississippi in 1968. Mm-hmm. And right after that, we heard Charlie himself, Charlie Patton, doing The Prayer of Death.
What we got next, Raj?
Coming up next, we're going to go all the way to Algiers, Louisiana.
What?
And we're going to tell you about a great... one of the great unknowns, I guess. His name
sort
is...
sort of obscure, huh?
Yeah.
I never heard of him.
Well, I know. Ronnie Barron. Ronnie Barron met Mac Rebenack, who we all know as Dr. John, in 1958. and they performed around New Orleans together. Ronnie was also a piano player, organ player, a white guy with one of the most amazing gospel voices. And he created a character known as the Reverend Ether. And Mac liked that little stage gimmick that he had going so well that he wanted Ronnie to be Dr. John. But Ronnie got picked up by Sonny and Cher. He moved out to Los Angeles in 1965 to become a studio musician, to all our great losses. But he did make a few albums on his own. He was in the Paul Butterfield Better Days band with Amos Garrett. And so why don't we just go right to Ronnie? He's going to be singing in his soul.
Oh, you know that I'm so glad somehow that I got salvation right now. You know that it keeps the spirit moving. Yes, I do. From morning until night, 'cause it makes my soul feel a little bit light. So I'm singing.
Keeps me singing all the time.
Keep me singing all the time. Yes, I do. I'm singing all in my soul.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I'm talking to him now. I tell him I'm so tired, and I'm weak, Lord. Mine is born, but I got to go anyhow. Oh, yes. so many times through the storm, through the night. Lead me on to the light.
Have repeated your statements that the Beatles, I like the Beatles more than Jesus Christ. What do you think about that?
Well, originally I was pointed out that fact in reference to England, that we meant more to kids than Jesus did, or religion at that time. I wasn't knocking it or putting it down, I was just saying it as a fact. And it is true, especially more for England than here. You know, I'm not saying that we're better or greater or comparing us with Jesus Christ as a person or God as a thing or whatever it is. You know, I just said what I said and it was wrong or was taken wrong and now it's all this.
Standing in the dock at Southampton, trying to get to Holland or France. The man in the mask says you've got to go back. You know they didn't even give us a chance. Christ, you know it. We'll be right back.
All right, we're back.
None other than the Beatles.
That's right, with the Ballad of John and Yoko. And before that, we heard a little, that famous interview with John Lennon, the Bigger Than the Beatles spiel.
Bigger Than the Jesus.
And before that, we heard the Sister Rosetta Sharp. Excuse me.
Tharp.
I have a lisp today.
Lisp.
Sister Rosetta Tharp with Take My Hand, Precious Lord. That was recorded in Berlin on November 8th, 1970 with Willie Dixon and the Chicago Blues All-Stars. Just happened to have Walter Shaky Horton on harmonica. That was Lafayette Leak on piano.
It's a top-notch blues band there.
Oh, yeah.
Playing the Lord's music.
1970. And we're going to switch gears a little bit. We're going to go...
Joseph Spence?
Yeah, I think we're going to do that. Great Bahamian guitar player. The track we're going to hear was recorded by the famed musicologist Samuel Charters on Spence's front porch in 1958. Spence played mostly in drop D tuning. Although his style is very hard to imitate, he was a stonemason. His forearms were really strong, and he was able to pull off what he did. A huge influence on Ry Cooder. We're going to go right to that track now. And
what's it called?
Let's see. The track we're going to hear is called...
Glory, Glory.
Glory, Glory, When I Lay My Burden Down.
Thank you.
Cooter doing the same Washington Phillips song that we opened up the show with.
Denomination Blues.
Denomination Blues. I forgot to mention earlier Charlie Patton, that song we heard, Prayer of Death. He was using his alias, which was the only way he could do religious songs. He was Elder J.J. Hadley.
Elder J.J. Hadley.
He's also known as the Masked Marvel. So you've been listening to Freetown Radio. Looks like we're running out of time. I'm Roger Cash. I'm here with Chaz Justice. We had a lot of fun today with the Sacred and Profane. And what are we going to take it out with, Chazzy?
We're going to do a little bit of Sam Cooke, but this is with the Soul Stirrers, his gospel group that he, I think he left it in 54 that he vacated that group, went on to his solo career. You probably know some. What are some of his big hits? The Cupid Draw Back Your Bow song.
You Send Me.
You Send Me.
And countless others.
That's right. We're not going to play any of those. We're going to do one of the gospel songs that kind of got him his start before he moved on to the secular music.
Right. Well, thanks for listening. As you know, Freetown Radio is brought to you as a public service from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, 88.7 on your FM dial. We got a page for Freetown Radio on Facebook.
Oh, that's right.
So you can check us out. Just go to Freetown Radio. Yeah.
Send in your requests.
Send in your requests, your comments, love letters, and all that kind of stuff. Thanks for listening.
All right. Soul Stirrers. Here we go.
Here it comes.
It's on its way.
Oh, there was a woman in the Bible days. She had been sick, sick so very long. But she heard my Jesus was passing by. So she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, what are you trying?
Donating your vehicle now to KRVS will help us to continue to provide the quality programming you expect. Donating is easy, whether the vehicle is a car, truck, RV, boat, or motorcycle. Just call 877-5787-887 or donate online at krvs.org. We'll take all of your information, pick up the vehicle wherever it's located, and send you the follow-up paperwork, including any IRS documents. Call us now at 877-KRVS-887 or donate online at krvs.org. And thank you.
Classic track by Vangelis from his score for the film Antarctica. Just one of the unusual sounds you'll hear every week on Hearts of Space. I'm Stephen Hill. Join me for an uninterrupted hour of ambient space and contemplative...